Hello. In today's podcast, we are hosting Yoa to talk about conflict.
Hey.
What are your thoughts and experiences of wars and conflicts around the world?
I'm from Israel, so I've heard and saw a lot of wars and rockets. I heard about in the newspaper, in the news, you hear that almost every day in Israel. So it's kind of a daily basis, but I know that people die every day.
How does war affect Australia's public people?
Australia sends soldiers to help countries with in a war. So they're trying to stop the war. They're trying to save people, because every time people go to a war, some people die, people get hurt. So Australia tried to stop that and show them the way of peace.
Right. And how do you think war affects people over a long period of time?
My grandma have been in World War II. So after the war ended, my grandma still was afraid. And every time she saw someone wear the army clothes, she was really frightened because the Nazis killed her mother. So it's harder for them, because it was harder for her to see people in army clothes. And because of that, it affected my mom, that had to live with someone that had been in a war and always live in fright, in constant fear.
That's a very interesting outtake that people, it affects generations, not just one person. Why do you think people start war? It's a bit of a general question.
But. Yeah, I think people start the war for a few reasons. Some of them can be religious. In Israel, there's war about Jerusalem, because it's a holy land of three different religions want that area. Some other reasons can be more for resources, money, power, land, to use that land for agriculture or those resources to help that country to grow.
Right. Okay. So they're trying to benefit.
They're trying to invade and get a benefit from that. To take something so they will have it and get that what they wanted.
Right. Okay. And how do you think Australia can help put a stop to these conflicts and wars?
Australia, I think, is the only continent without any wars. They send soldiers outside of the country, outside of the continent, to help other continents in a war. So I think that if Australia can fix all the wars, if in all Australia there are no wars, they can probably show other continents, other countries, how to solve these problems like they did in Australia and fix that, show the way of peace, in Australia.
Right, and how do you think they can do that? Do they have to do it by force, or...?
I think, Australia did it by themselves. They did it at the start, so they had to talk, conversation, communication.
So diplomacy.
Australia have more democracy and talking. Some people don't like talking, more go into actions. So there are people that trying to don't talk and more go to actions, and they hurt that democracy, that communication. So if we want a peace, we need to improve our communication with other countries.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think if all wars and conflicts are stopped eventually, will humanity finally achieve world peace?
I think if all wars will stop, there will be a world peace, because we can share everything. Humanity can get a better things that we ever imagined. We can share knowledge, get new technology. We can get higher than the moon. There are no limit what we can do if there is world peace. We can share everything, and everything will be for everyone. We can do everything that we ever imagined and wanted as a person and as a society.
Thanks, Shahad, for coming on.